Wind power has been booming in the last 10 years thanks to climate-conscious subsidies for clean energy. But Congress recently cut off one key tax break for wind. In January, a company that makes windmill blades in Pennsylvania announced it'll shut its doors at a plant in Ebensburg, east of Pittsburgh. As our series Climate Chronicles continues, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier looks at how Washington's stance on clean energy is impacting Pennsylvania's windbelt.
Bradley Malinick started working at Gamesa's windmill blade manufacturing plant in Ebensburg, Pennsylvania in 2006, before the plant was even finished.
I was offered a job before I left the interview, and I started my first day on January 30th, 2006.
Almost 8 years to the day that he started, he was called into a conference room for a 7 a.m. meeting. It was supposed to be a teleconference with top managers from the company, but last minute came word. Those managers had come to town.
And they walked through the doors about 10 after 7 and introduced themselves and said, well, let's just get right down to business.
And that business was the plant would be closing down and the 60 or so workers there would be out of a job.
Felt numb, a little overwhelmed, never had to sit at a meeting like that before. Reality sat in a little bit right then.
Gamesa is a Spanish company that makes windmills. It came to Ebensburg with help from millions of dollars in tax breaks from the state of Pennsylvania. The Ebensburg plant built industrial-scale wind turbine blades, more than 100 feet long. Some of those blades ended up on big wind farms nearby, in the hilly terrain of the southern Alleghenies. Many of these projects benefited from something called the Wind Production Tax Credit. It was started in 1992, and it gave wind farms a tax credit for the electricity they produced. It promoted wind because it's a clean source of energy. Windmills give off no greenhouse gases, like carbon dioxide. Scientists say these gases are driving climate change. Liz Salerno is with the American Wind Energy Association. She says wind power installed with help from the tax credit means less carbon dioxide is emitted from burning coal and natural gas.
The fleet that operates right now, the wind energy fleet of turbines that is currently producing power today, they avoid about 100 million tons of CO2 annually.
That's like taking 17 million cars off the road. But the fact that this wind energy tax credit expired every few years made it vulnerable in Congress, especially when it wanted to cut the federal budget.
It is an easy target.
Constantine Samaras studies energy policy at Carnegie Mellon University.
You can think of it as a kind of a billion-dollar tax refund that the government doesn't have to pay if the credit expires.
And Congress has let it expire several times, each time resulting in a steep drop in wind farm construction. The last time was in December. A few weeks later, Gamesa officials gave workers at the Ebensburg plant the pink slip. Among those losing his job is Ed Burnett. He started working at Gamesa in 2007, and for the last few years has been unit president for the United Steelworkers, which represents workers at the plant. He worked as a finisher at Gamesa.
We buttoned everything up. We've put the loose ends together, and if there was anything, if there was any kind of defects, we fixed them as it went.
He'd seen the Ebensburg workforce decline from a high of around 250 just a few years ago to about 60 in January. At the local steelworkers' office, Ed Burnett said the jobs at Gamesa didn't have to go.
We felt betrayed because we'd done everything that we humanly possibly could have thought of to keep that plant up and keep it running.
The union is upset because Gamesa is outsourcing some of the work that had been done in Ebensburg to a turbine manufacturer in Juarez, Mexico, just south of El Paso, Texas. Joe Klein worked in coal mines before he came to work at Gamesa. Now, at the age of 60, he's not sure what he'll do.
We lost good jobs. Jobs we were promised. This plant was to be there for years and years and years. These young people came there told that they could retire from that company, and it was taken from them. How do you face people like that on the floor?
Gamesa officials did not agree to a taped interview, but in an email, the company said most of its customers are now in the Southwest, not the Mid-Atlantic. California and Texas are the two biggest wind producers in the country. The company said it would need to make the changes to stay competitive without the federal tax credit. The plant closing hurts the local economy in Cambria County, which has steadily lost population for the past 70 years. But to Doug Langenfelder, a Cambria County commissioner, it comes as no surprise.
It shouldn't surprise people that when those subsidies go away, the company has to remodel itself, take a good hard look at what it's doing.
Langenfelder is a fiscal conservative, and he's generally against tax subsidies for any type of business. But he admits he saw that the wind tax credit was helping people in his own county.
That production tax credit meant jobs here in Cambria County, and yes, I would have liked to have seen that extended.
On the other hand, he says the tax credit already accomplished what it was supposed to, kickstart the wind industry. Windmills dot the ridges around this old coal mining county. And nationally, wind power has increased tenfold in 10 years. Jim Spencer is CEO of EverPower, a wind company based in Pittsburgh that owns some of those wind farms. His company has benefited from the production tax credit, but he says the PTC, as it's called, may have run its course.
You need a financial incentive when an industry is immature in order for the industry to get legs. And so I think that the PTC has served its purpose.
Spencer thinks that life without the tax credit may actually help the wind industry in the long term.
I think if we are confronted with the realities of making renewable energy work and we don't have what's sometimes been referred to as a crutch, assuming that we're really committed to renewables, then we'll have to find a way which advances renewables in the state and creates a market for it.
He says a far better way to encourage wind would be to make a national renewable energy mandate or to put a price on carbon emissions. But we don't have any of these policies in the U.S. right now. And Samaras of Carnegie Mellon says for better or worse, the tax credit has doubled as a de facto climate policy in the U.S. So those deciding whether or not to extend it should address one simple question.
What is the cost of reducing greenhouse gases per dollar? And is this the most effective way?
Meanwhile, in Ebensburg, the last day for workers at Gamesa is March 31st. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.